Beth, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, hello. That was actually my fault, not yours. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm so well. Hey, congratulations. You have an amazing new song out, Tiny Flowers. It's a punch to the heart, Beth. It's a powerful one. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the song? How did it come about?
Well, I wrote it a couple of years ago now, and it's sort of about, well, you'll notice the sort of tiny flowers imagery through it.
Mm.
And that kind of came from this hill that I lived by, and in spring it would, you know, sprout these very pretty little tiny white and yellow flowers, and I loved that. And sort of the imagery from my surroundings made its way into my songs all the time. So that's sort of just an extension of that. And the song sort of delves into themes of nostalgia, I think, and also just coming to terms with the end and in whatever form that means to you, I think.
Yeah, right. So deep. tell me, the whole, like, are you quite, like, a outdoorsy, nature-driven person? Like, did you expect those surroundings to kind of influence your music so much?
I wouldn't say I'm, like, you know, the kind of person to go on giant hikes or anything. But, I feel very connected to nature. Yeah, I've always, you know, gone to the beach and swum, and I love trees. I'm a tree hugger, I guess. I think the surroundings of my environment. Yeah, it really sort of just seemed to culminate in those surroundings more than it had before. So I think it was just a formative time, and just a very beautiful place to live by the sea.
Yeah, right. That's so interesting. Now, the image for the single, is that taken on that particular hill?
No, it's not. I could tell you that it was, but that's actually taken there where I'm living now. We were looking for somewhere to shoot some shots, and we drove past this very lovely field in summer, and it was just before the flowers had sort of died. They were still growing, and we asked the farmer if we could, stand on his land for a while and take some photos. And he was cool with it, so that's where we shot it.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I mentioned quickly, just taking the sidestep here, I mentioned you of course are on BFM sometimes. Now, is an art show you do on there?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I took up the mantle alongside Nicholas, who's also volunteering up there, and we took up the mantle in February, I think, from the lovely Francis and Liam, who have since moved on from the show. But yeah, it's been really great. I love doing sort of arts interviews and chatting to really cool people about what they're up to, and it's been really interesting.
Oh, we love that. We love anyone on Student Radio, of course. We're a little biased by that.
We may be.
Yes, but we're all the best people, really. It can't be denied.
It's not denied.
Now, so tell me, is this, you released your debut album 2022. Now, Tiny Flowers, is that the start of something new? What's going on here? Is it all under wraps?
Well, it is. You might say that it's the start of something new. Yeah, there are a few other tracks that may be coming out down the line, but we'll see.
Oh, I'm so excited. And especially because I think the sound you've got on this track is really, really cool. I don't even know how to explain it, but sort of like the vocal layering you have is very, very like sort of like ethereal almost. Is that kind of the vibe you're going for?
Yeah, well, I think that's just from the way I've sort of always done demos in my room. I've been very interested in how I can sort of create the soundscape. Just with my guitar and with my voice as well. I think I've always leant heavily on my voice as an instrument and been interested in what it can do itself. So I love to create these sort of melody-driven songs I love like layering up harmonies and backing vocals, and the same with the guitar. I love creating all of these different parts. And if you look in, any one track of most, at all of the stems and stuff, you'll just see, like, hundreds of of tracks. It's a bit intimidating when it comes time to move them into Pro Tools or whatever it is to mix. But, yeah, that's the way I sort of like to do it.
Oh, but you've nailed it. It is so well done. You should be so proud of yourself. And this is all just bedroom mixed and recorded.
Well, the demo was, but the track you're hearing now is, it was re-recorded at Big Pop Studios.
Yeah, I'm with you now. Okay.
Yeah. So that layering, we sort of tried to, recreate that.
Right. And how was the whole experience of recording there?
It was awesome. Yeah, I love working in a studio environment as well. It's just, it's a very different vibe, I think, because I'm sort of used to sort of doing it all myself, and I love to just sort of immerse myself in recordings for hours and just not emerge. But in a studio, you sort of gain that third party, there's sort of a new mode of communication has opened up, whereby you're sort of bouncing off the producer and anyone else is in the room, so it sort of becomes more of a collaborative process, I quite like. But it's certainly different. I love to use the equipment as well, the amazing equipment. And a couple of the tracks on the EP that's coming out were recorded live, so that was really exciting to be able to use, that excellent equipment.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Stripped back sound.
Now tell me, when you're actually there recording and all that, is doing like a live recording, does it feel different?
Different to demoing?
Well, yeah, just like other recording in general. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Does the fact it's live, does that like, I don't know, really stick in your head?
Yeah, I definitely think recording a track completely live is very, I find it very fun.
Good.
With the takes, actually, I just sort of, get it out and then it's done, which is really fun. So I'll just sort of, that's how these ones were done. I think the piano track that's on there was just, was the second take. Of just, there's always going to be little imperfections, but I'm not too hung up on, something that, you know, doesn't hinder the rest of the song. I just think that, you know, if it's got the magic, then it's, you know, it's got the magic.
Oh, I totally agree with that. Oh, I love it. If it's got the magic, it's got the magic. Hey, nothing's perfect, you know. Now, of course, the most important question is, if people want to listen to Tiny Flowers, or frankly, any of your other great music, where can they listen to you?
You can listen to me pretty much everywhere you get your music. So I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, and that's all as Best Torrents, as well as YouTube. I've actually got a video out today for Tiny Flowers, which you can find at Best Torrents on YouTube, which is very exciting.
Oh, now tell me a little bit about that. How was filming that?
Yeah, it was so fun. I hadn't really filmed a video before in that capacity. So I worked with the amazing Shane Warbrick, and we were filming in the city on a Friday night. So there was, you know, it was quite an interesting vibe. But we sort of went from filming in a park in Ponsonby to down Kay Road.
Oh, wow.
An interesting contrast.
Yes, I can imagine.
Yeah, the sort of the city, the grittiness, the bustling, you know, nature. And then in the park, which was obviously not quite so raucous.
No, I can't imagine it was. Well, to our audience out there, go check out that video as well. I haven't watched it yet. I'm quite excited to now, actually. Hey, Beth, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. You're such an amazing talent, and the way you speak about music is absolutely fantastic. So, I want to thank you so much for coming on my show.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Leo. That's very kind.
Will you be, this is such a cheeky question, but can we expect a show here in Christchurch at any point?
I would absolutely love to play a show in Christchurch. I'd love to work something out. So we'll have
good,
to think,
good.
But I'd love to play, I'd love to play down there.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, Beth, have such a good day. Do celebrate some way, somehow.
go for a coffee.
Yes, good. Hey, one more time, thank you so much for joining me.
Well, thank you, Liam. It's been lovely to speak with you.
And that is the lovely Beth Torrents, a Tamaki-based artist, new single out today called Tiny Flowers, and it's really quite a lovely song, so I'm going to play it for you right now. Once again, this is Beth Torrents with Tiny Flowers.
Think I ever meant to. We were sitting there for hours, and if I ever thought to, I'd bring you tiny flowers, and I would leave them on your nightstand. Wait for you to find them, and I sat outside for hours, just thinking of ways to tell you how I felt. Yeah, I sat on the grass, leaning up against my house, cornered by the fact that you're my favorite. How, and I don't think I'll love anybody else. sitting there for hours. And if I ever thought to, I would bring you tiny flowers.